I would commend all of this reading to you found in St. John, the 3rd chapter and the first 17 verses. As you have time for study, I would encourage you to read all of it. For our scripture lesson this morning, I wanted to share, though, these first 7 verses. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You must be born again." We give God thanks for the reading and the sharing of God's Word. Encounter with a professor. New birth. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, Jesus God, are our strength and our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. As we are seeking and studying and praying together throughout this Lenten season, all of this that we might move to a deeper place in our walk and in our relationship with God, and in our discipleship as learners and followers of Christ. The gospel lessons for this season are the stories of those who've had a personal encounter with Christ. As we look at these encounters together, the story of Nicodemus might be the most unusual. It is an odd and unexpected encounter. For Nicodemus must overcome a great deal to be able to come to Jesus. Humility and the ability to really humble oneself is never easy. A pastor asked his wife, "How many great preachers do you think there are in America?" His wife responded, "One less than you are thinking about right now." To humble oneself is never easy. And when I say that Nicodemus had much to overcome, it was his background as a Pharisee. To be a Pharisee meant that you were a religious leader, a part of the council of that time. To be a Pharisee meant that there were some 1,000 rules and guidelines that made a person obedient to God. A Pharisee tried to keep them all. The name Pharisee means the separated one. This is who Nicodemus was. It is not unfair to say that Nicodemus had to overcome his prejudices, and all of his life's training and background to be able to come to Jesus. Nicodemus would come by night. Maybe he did not want anyone else to see him. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He came by night. But Nicodemus did come to Jesus. This would seem to be the message of Lent. Will and can we come to Jesus? This becomes a question with deep meaning. It would be easy for me to say, I've been in ministry for 20 years now. But this is not the answer to the question, will I come to Jesus? The temptation is to say, I have lived a good life. If you want to see and encounter a senior, then look in the prisons. Look in the back alleys. Or maybe even look at my neighbor. This is not the answer to the question, will I come to Jesus? Like Nicodemus, we must come. And we must realize that something is missing in our life. Like Nicodemus, we must come. When all around us there is the darkness of uncertainty, we must come then looking for the light. People came from all different places and all different stages of their life. But Jesus did not turn them away. And so Nicodemus is in conversation with Jesus. And what he would hear would be of great shock. For Jesus says to him, you must be born again. Nicodemus cannot understand. And it must have been of great disappointment for him. Nicodemus wanted something to fill the void in his life. And now Jesus says, you must be born again. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? The wise professor has missed the point, and we can miss it today. For a person might want to change, but for this kind of spiritual change, we can't do it by ourselves. We use these words often and in many different ways in our climate and culture today. For some it is even a point of anger to say, are you a born-again Christian? We should not let the politics of our time take us away from a deep meaning. I have really come to believe what I'm about to say, and so I wanted to share it with you. To be a Christian is to be born again. And to be born again is to be a Christian. Let me share that again. To be a Christian is to be born again. And to be born again is to be a Christian. For what we are talking about is, what does it mean to be changed? We're not talking about whether one is a Protestant or a Catholic. This is not whether one is a Democrat or a Republican. It goes beyond race or gender. It goes beyond whether one is young or old. This being born again is about radical change. John Wesley was already ordained for more than a decade when he was sitting in an evening service. It was about a quarter before nine, while he was describing the change which would come and how God works in his heart through faith in Christ. I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation. And an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. It was May 24th, 1738. To be born again is about radical change. John Newton was a slave trader. He almost lost his life in a terrible storm. He prayed in the midst of the storm, "If this is not your will, Lord, have mercy upon us." His ship would survive. He went on to become a pastor and spent a great deal of his life trying to influence the English government that slavery was unlawful, that it was an evil thing. Later, he would write those cherished words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." To be born again is about radical change. A man who was an alcoholic, he experienced this change. And his friends said to him, "You don't really believe all this Jesus stuff, do you?" The man responded, "All I know is it has changed alcohol into furniture." To be born again is about radical change. Jesus did not leave Nicodemus guessing. To be born again is to be born by water and the Spirit. It is the Spirit that washes and cleanses our hearts. And then we have this new birth because we have discovered just what is God's will and God's purpose for our life. Nicodemus found out what it means to come to Jesus. He found out what it means to hear the words of Jesus. "You are bound for the kingdom of God. You desire that kingdom. You must be born again." The invitation was extended to him. And this invitation is extended to us as well. We must be born again. So let it be in our lives on this very day. Amen. Amen.